with regard to prolonging the war, before the Russian records became available, the historical scholarship focused on the role of the United States in prolonging the war, talking about putting forth proposals that were unreasonable during the armistice negotiations. And that's true as far as it goes. But we see that now with the sources we're getting, not only from Russia, but also from Eastern Europe, that there was a deliberate decision by the Soviet leadership to prolong the war in order to give Eastern Europe and the Soviet Union time to rebuild while the U.S. military is stuck in Korea, their way of putting it. And so Stalin sent instructions to the Chinese and the North Koreans who were doing the negotiation to take a hard line, not to agree to anything that the UN side put forth. Then there's also the question of the Chinese attitude. You know, they're not going to necessarily just do whatever Stalin wanted to do. They gained a much stronger hand in the course of the war because they were conducting the war and conducting it successfully. What we see from these telegrams, which include Mao's telegrams to Kim Il-sung, and also the telegrams from the Chinese negotiator to Beijing, and then some of them get sent to Moscow with questions, and then Moscow sends an answer to the question back to Beijing, and then Beijing sends a telegram back to the negotiators. So you know, you have that paper trail. And what it shows is that Mao had his own reasons for wanting the war to continue, despite the extremely heavy casualties the Chinese troops were suffering, because the war was creating a modern army for the People's Republic of China. At the beginning, the PLA was still a guerrilla army, very successful guerrilla army. They had, you know, had just won their civil war, but nonetheless, they were not a modern industrialized army. But in Korea, the Soviets sent their newest weapons. They sent advisors to teach the Chinese and the North Koreans as well how to use the weapons. And on top of, and China was purchasing these weapons, right? So they were going to remain with the Chinese army. But on top of that, the Soviets were helping the Chinese reorganize. One reason they couldn't win in Korea, even after they pushed the UN out of North Korea, is that they did not have adequate logistics system to supply the troops or communication system. And they did not have adequate firepower, artillery in particular. So the Soviets set about, you know, making all of that happen for China. Mao described the war in Korea as a school, as the best military school he could possibly have for transforming the People's Liberation Army. So he wanted the school to continue. Until his army was modernized and at the level he wanted it at. Mao also saw tremendous political benefit in the war, in inspiring revolutionary forces around the world, which it did do, actually.